He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, August the 7th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, it looks like, and I don't find it unusual to see the market pull back after hitting those historic highs last week. In fact, that seems to be a phenomenon that I've witnessed over the years when the market passes over a major milestone. A lot of times, you'll be some people that question that move. There'll be some people that will sell into that move. There will be some uneasiness in the market. And it's almost like, okay, let's make sure. Let's test this thing again. But we remain vigilant on a daily basis here. The Dow is down 91 points this morning. The Dow is at 15,427 right now. The S&P is down about 10 points, a little over 10 points, 1,686. You see, that 1,700, it rattles people. We go back below 1,700 because people just aren't convinced that it should be there. Well, we'll see in coming weeks. The NASDAQ down 22 to 3,643. The 10-year yield is holding steady this morning. 2.62% is where we're at on interest rates this morning. We also have gold up 40 cents today. Wow, 40 cents. 1,282.50 is where gold is. And we have oil down 36 cents to 104.94. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I don't know. I think we do things a little bit differently here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're not built as a sales machine to process you through a machine that somehow leads you to an annuity that is suitable for you. We're not insurance salesmen here. We're not commission brokers. We're not steering you towards non-traded REITs, which really line the seller's pockets. Yeah, there's some big commissions in those products. No wonder somebody would sell you a non-traded REIT versus a traded REIT. You know, I've observed my industry over the years, and of course I go back to the late 90s in this business. And I can remember the days when I worked for a brokerage firm, and every week, maybe twice a week, the wholesalers would come blowing through the office. And as long as they bought pizza for all the guys at lunchtime, they were able to give their sales pitch to us dummies sitting in our offices. So then we could turn around and give that same sales pitch to Mr. Client. And, you know, the pitch usually went like this. Okay, we'd all sit down in the sales room, all of the salesmen with our notepads. And in would come some slick hustler from some big mutual fund company or some insurance company or one of the big wirehouse firms. And they'd be talking about a new product, and they'd hand us all a prospectus, that had about 340 pages of legalese that nobody's ever going to read. And it had the offering and what it was, and maybe the client might make some money on it. I mean, it was designed hopefully for the client to make a little money, but you know what the bottom line of the sales pitch always was? Never failed. The bottom line of the sales pitch is, here's what's in it for you, the brokers that sell this product. There's 4.5 points in it for you. So it's hidden, they would say. The client doesn't really see that hidden commission inside this new product that we're announcing and that we're releasing today. And then we would have a sales manager tell us, okay, guys, you've got the pitch. Now let's all get on the phones. You know what? I'm not going that route. Sorry. I had many run-ins with the sales manager. I do my own thing. Leave me alone. Okay, Gunderson, we'll leave you alone. But the bottom line was, here's what's in it for you, the salesman. And unfortunately, there's a lot of salespeople out there that when they see a customer or a client, they're thinking, how much can I make off of this customer or off this client? Instead of thinking, how much can I make for this customer or this client? It's how much can I make? And the bigger the commission, the better. Of course, after we'd get the 4% sales pitch on Tuesday, I just went in for the pizza, to be honest with you. I think I gained about 15 pounds that year eating free pizza from the wholesalers, buying the whole crew pizza. Well, we had about 12, 15 guys working there. The next pitch would come along on Thursday, and it would be a mandatory meeting. And this time, this offering offered the broker 6%. Okay, why would I sell 4.5% product when I can make 6%? Of course, I'm back there asleep. I use that time for my nap time. Yeah, I would get up early in this business. And I'd see some of the other guys go chomping out the door. Oh boy, 6%, I can't wait to get on the phones. Let's get on the phones. 6%. They're offering 6%, all right? Oh, man, and on and on and on and on and on and on. And then, I don't know, you know, that was many, many moons ago. I've been a fee-only investment advisor for many, many years. Way back when I first got in the business, I said, I have no interest in this commission business. I don't like it. I want to charge a fee for my services, come hell or high water, and I'm going to do my best to try to make money for the clients. Now, that hasn't always been possible. We've been through some rough times in the markets over the years, some real rough times, but I've learned from every one of those rough times. It's good experience for everybody, and there will be rough times again in the future. Personally, if I was hiring a money manager, I'd want somebody who has been through the rough times and seen some of the biggest drops in the market like we had in 2000. 2008 was horrible. The financial crisis was spinning out of control there for a long time. On the other hand, I don't think I'd want, number one, I wouldn't want somebody who hasn't been around for a while in the business. And at the same time, I don't know that I'd want some old dinosaur that goes way, way back and is still selling Johnson & Johnson and Microsoft and Intel and all the big stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. But I definitely, look, it's up to you. It's your portfolio. But I wouldn't go near a commission salesman. That's the first question I'd ask. Do you make any commission? How do you get compensated? And if it's a commission salesman, I don't know. I mean, human nature is what it is, and commission salesmen tend to steer you towards the things that pay the highest commissions. Why in the world would anybody be motivated to sell you a non-traded REIT versus one that has a 20-year track record as a publicly traded company that you can buy for $7 at any discount brokerage house? Or $5 or whatever the trading fee is. Got the track record, totally transparent. And in addition to this, it's totally liquid. Oh, I can buy it today and I could sell it 5 minutes later if I want. Get a call, need money. Well, have to sell that REIT I just bought. Whereas a non-traded REIT is completely illiquid. Oh, you can sell it. There's a secondary market, all right, at a huge discount. There's people willing to buy your non-traded REIT, but what are they offering for it? Not what you paid for it. Why? What's the incentive to sell you a non-traded REIT versus a traded REIT? A non-traded REIT pays the salesman 8 to 10%. 8 to 10%. You thought the 4.5 was good and the free pizza. What about 8 to 10%? Ouch. And annuities also pay a very hefty sum to the salespeople. Now, I have a lot of commissioned salespeople who hate my guts. Gunderson, you're ruining our business over here. Well, you know what? I'm in it for the clients. I'm not in it for myself. If I make some money out of all of this, you know, hey, that's just icing on the cake because I love what I do. It's a constant quest. It's a constant pursuit. I make no claims. I make no guarantees. That's all I know is I'm here every morning at 6:30 a.m. and I'm ready to do battle with this market on a daily basis. The question is, commission sales versus fee-based? It's your decision. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as I click on my database here this morning, on the 3,461 items that are in my database, and I can click on the charts here and sort them, by the biggest percentage gainers today, it looks like number two is one of my biggest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. That's a happy day. In fact, I was noticing last night after the close of the market that one of our biggest holdings here had reported earnings, that they had beat earnings handily, and that the stock was up in the after hours. And now as I look today in a choppy day in the market, I see that we have the second biggest winner in the market. How did I find this stock? I was talking to my wife last night about this. I said, you know, this thing, we pass it all the time. It's right there at the I-5 and the 56. And I never even realized it was there. It's in San Diego. Did I find it by driving down the freeway in my own backyard at one of the major freeway intersections in the city? No. You know where I found it? I found it on my app, Best Stocks Now. I found it in the palm of my hand. In fact, as I look on the app and I scroll down to this stock and I type in SNTS, which is Santarus. Santarus, the company that develops immediate release proton pump inhibitor prescription products to treat gastrointestinal conditions. I've said many times before the symbol should be burp. But it's not. It's SNTS. If you scroll down, you'll see on January the 15th, 2013, is when I first featured this stock. You can tap it and listen to it. It's a 4 minute and 27 second segment. That's when I first brought Santarus to my radio listeners' attention. I added it to my newsletter. Also, at that time, at about $12 a share. Santarus is now $27 a share. We have more than a double in the stock since then. I featured it again on January the 25th. All of this is documented on my app. I am a transparent, open book here. To listen to Bill's January 25th analysis, which was 6 minutes and 7 seconds, tap here and you could listen. I sent out a tweet on March 5th, a lot of powerful moves in the biotech sector today. I am long Santarus and Gilead. Another one, Agerion, also is breaking out. That was a tweet I sent out on March the 5th. If I send out a tweet on a stock, it also goes into the app. On March the 5th, I also, looks like I did another analysis on the air, 5 minutes and 51 seconds of Santarus. On March the 12th, I sent out a tweet, nice little breakout on Santarus, I am long. I love their recent EPS report. Well, that was the last time they reported earnings. They did a good job. Isn't it funny how these good companies that have great performance somehow continue to report good earnings? There's no guarantees, but it just seems to me, and I haven't done any scientific studies on this, it just seems to me that good companies have a propensity to report good earnings. I then said back on March 19th, Santarus is now up 38% since my purchase. It's breaking out again today. I remain long. Number 13 overall. And, of course, now it's up over 100%. Back on April the 2nd, I featured it again on the radio. I did a 2 minute and 47 second segment. I featured it again on April the 17th. And the beat goes on. I featured it on May 7th. You know, when I continue to talk about these stocks, that means that they're doing well. And if you're getting tired of the Santarus story, well, I'm not. Back on July 17th, I wrote another article on Santarus. That might have been the first article. I wrote it for MarketWatch. And you can tap on the app to read my article on Santarus. So anyways, the beat goes on at Santarus. The company beat earnings once again. The company continues to be one of the top-ranked stocks in the market. It was number 42. Let's look at its ranking history, which is also very important in the app. You can see where the stock was ranked a year ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, 1 month ago, 1 week ago, yesterday, and today. Sounds like a Beatles song, doesn't it? Well, anyway, 6 months ago, it was ranked number 42. 3 months ago, it was number 37. 2 months ago, it was number 8. 1 month ago, it was number 38. Today, it's still number 38. It's been in my top 50 for the entire year. It still earns a Gunderson stock grade of A. That means that I would still buy it today because the stock still remains cheap. Let's take a look at the valuation of Centaurus. Centaurus, with currently trading at about $27 per share, is currently trading at 17.8 times forward earnings. That's the forward PE ratio. The growth rate is expected to be 26% per year going forward. That means that it's still today trading at a PEG ratio of less than 1. Its PEG ratio is 0.68. You know, I think when I first discovered Centaurus, the PEG ratio was like 0.3 or something like that. It was just a ridiculously low number. But it's still a very attractive number today at 0.68. I have a 5-year target price, and this is based on earnings estimates that we had before this earnings report that they have done here today or yesterday. Centaurus, I had a $46 target price on it. Of course, stock's still at 26. The beat goes on. I think that target price will probably go higher. But even as of today, Centaurus passes my value test. It gets a B+ value grade. Performance of Centaurus. This is one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. Where did you first hear about it? Hopefully right here on Gunderson Capital Management's Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Where did I discover it? In my app. Over the last 5 years, this stock's been cranking out returns of 57% per year. No, it hasn't been a straight line. This was a $1 stock in 2009, and today it's a $27 stock. Over the last 3 years, it's been going up at a rate of 115% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up 238%. It's almost tripled. It gets a momentum grade of A+. And as I said, Centaurus is still ranked number 38 out of 3,479 stocks that I follow. Lastly, that all-important stock chart. Let's take a look at a 1-year chart of Centaurus. I see a beautiful uptrend, and I see a stock breaking out to new all-time highs today. Where did I find the stock? I found it on my Best Stocks Now app. Right here in the palm of my hand. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm also the chief portfolio manager here. I'm the guy that manages the portfolios. You know, a lot of people always ask me, how do you manage so many portfolios? You know what? The technology that we have today makes it quite easy. If someone comes to me and says, you know, Bill, I want to be very aggressive. That's my risk profile. Well, I have a group of clients that have that same risk profile, and I add you to that group. Do I go out and buy 25 stocks day one of the stocks that I currently own in my aggressive? No. As I find good stocks that fit that profile, I buy them. I buy 3 to 4, 5% positions for everybody in my aggressive risk profile that have money, cash available. And eventually, you'll have about 25 or 30 stocks in your portfolio. I do the same thing for my income investors. I do the same thing for my conservative growth investors. Sometimes I mix the various strategies that I use, but I basically have a aggressive growth, kind of a moderate conservative growth, the income and growth, and then if people have like little accounts that they've had for years that have $4,000 in them or whatever, I use mutual funds, and I use no load funds that are in the sweet spots of the market, such as small caps, biotech, micro caps, wherever the action is, that's where I go. And I'm not always on the offensive either. No, you got to have a good defense also. You have to keep your eyes in that rear view mirror. You know, the Chargers had some pretty good years back in the late 70s with Don Coryell and Air Coryell and Dan Fouts passing the ball. It was Air Coryell, man, down the field. We had a great offense. Fortunately, Coryell was never known for his defenses, so he never won a Super Bowl. We made it 1 year with Coryell, or we got close. We got to the door, but we could never win the championships because we had no defense. You have to have defense. Same in basketball. You know, you've got to play some defense in addition to a very good offense. You got to make hay while the sun shines on offense, and you got to know when it's time to fold them up, pack them in, and go in different areas. So that's where the time consumption comes in. It's watching this stuff daily and looking at all the trends. And when the markets are going through a few down days, you have to decipher whether or not it's just a normal little pullback or whether it's turning into something worse. And the same can be said for individual stocks and sectors. The housing sector started to fall out of favor when interest rates started to rise. I had some pretty good exposure to the building and construction sector. I completely backed out of that sector. I have no exposure there whatsoever. Oh, there's still a few hanger-ons that are doing well. Lumber Liquidators is still doing well. But for the most part, the Beacon Roofings and the Trex Lumbers and the D.R. Hortons and the home builders, they have not been doing very well. You have to know when those trends are over and you have to move on. Whereas other trends have remained in place this year, particularly the biotech trend. Look, I don't know what's driving it. Sometimes it's best not to ask. It's just best just to go with it. If it's going and they're doing well and that's where the money is and that's where the money flow is, well, I think there's a lot of new drugs out there on the horizon. I think that's really helping drive a lot of these biotech stocks. And with the renewed focus or with the big focus on healthcare here in America, biotechs are going to play a big role in that. How do we save money in the future? By coming up with drugs that keep people from getting these horrible diseases that cost millions and millions of dollars to treat. So anyways, another biotech stock that has showed up on my radar screen here recently. It seems like at some point in time, almost every biotech stock at one point or another has been at or near the top of my stock market ranking, my rankings in my Best Stocks Now app. In fact, I remember when Centaurus, I don't know if it ever hit number one, but it's been in my top 50 all year long. And it's a company right here in my backyard that is now a double for us here at Gunderson Capital Management since we bought it in about mid-January. The next one I want to talk about here is currently, let me make sure. Now, it has been my number one ranked stock in my app here for the last several days. In fact, maybe even a couple of weeks now. Let's see where it's ranked today. It's still number one, all right? The name of this company is Trovagene. Boy, you would think I was some kind of spokesman for San Diego biotech stocks, but here's another coincidence. This thing is headquartered in San Diego, California. Trovagene develops urine-based nucleic acid tests for patient disease screening and monitoring for the management of cancer care. Trovagene came public last year. Trovagene was like $2 a share. Now it's $9.46 per share. This is a micro cap. So I want you to know that the risk meter shoots up as high as the risk meter can possibly go. Not that high, but way up there. This is like a 90 on a scale of 1 to 100. It's not a penny stock. It's not a private company that someday hopes to go public. They've done their offering. It's public. It's liquid. It's tradable. But it's tiny. It's a $147 million microcap company. I'd have never known about the stock had I not looked at my app one day and said, TROV is showing up in my app. What the heck? I took a look at it, and I've been watching it. There's not a lot of info out on the company. We can't do a valuation on the stock. Why? Because the company has no earnings. If you look at the valuation of Trovagene, you'll see that they're going to lose money again this year. They have no sales. They don't really have a product yet that they're selling in the marketplace. It's a promising laboratory, I suppose, because there's been some pretty good action in this little stock. But I want you to know it's about as high of risk stock as you can possibly imagine. Can't do a valuation. We look at the sector that it's in. It's a drug stock. That's been the sweet spot in the market this year. It's a microcap stock. I even have it ranked not even as an aggressive stock. It's a speculative stock. And again, I'm not making any recommendations here. I'm just giving you an example. It shows up in the numbers on my app. Trovagene, TROV, can't be given any kind of a value grade because it doesn't have any earnings to create value with yet. It's hope and promise right now. You hope that they come up with something that will be useful. We take a look at the performance of the stock, however, it's done pretty good. We have a stock that over the last 12 months is up 249%. That's a big move on Trovagene. TROV has a very healthy stock chart. It came public, like I said, at a couple bucks a share. It's been rising. It hit 7 late last year, and then it's done a great big old, what we call, a saucer pattern. It's made a big saucer shape, and now it's starting to break out at the right-hand side of that saucer. So you don't have a lot to go on here at all. It's a very speculative stock. It shows up in my app. It shows up as one of the top-ranked stocks in the market at the current time. It is a stock that I have added to my aggressive growth portfolio. I probably did it a couple of weeks ago. It's a very, very high-risk stock. I don't know anybody at the company. I have done very little research on the stock other than I know what they do. I know the size of the company. I know how the stock has been performing. I know basically what they're working on there. I can certainly read a one-year stock chart. Trovagene is currently an example of a best stock. Now, you know, just to balance things out, I better come back with a big one here that is a blue chipper that's ranked up high, because this thing is at the bottom of the food scale. You know, I was listening to my marine radio yesterday here in my office, which I have on in the background during fishing season, and there was Discovery Channel divers in the water looking at whales, and there were fishermen using anchovies. Those are two way far ends of the food channel. Trovagene is at that sardine end, maybe even the plankton end of the food channel. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I've just been informed that I will be on Bloomberg Radio with Pim Fox today at, I believe it's 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let me just make sure of that. I always enjoy talking with my friend Pim. Let's see, 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So figure it out. Your area on the East Coast, that would be on 2:30. And I'll be talking about an interesting subject. You know, as I sit here at my desk on the 19th floor overlooking the San Diego Harbor, and as I travel about the harbor in my little fishing boat, I watch aircraft carriers come into the harbor, in and out of the harbor. I watch cruisers come in and out of the harbor. I believe we have about 35 naval ships based here in this little harbor. I watch ocean cruise ships come in and out of the harbor. I watch jet fighters take off from the North Island Naval Air Station, which is just across the bay from me. I watch freighters come into the harbor carrying bananas and pineapples and mangoes for Dole. Dole is one of our biggest customers here in the San Diego Harbor. I watch ships from Japan come in carrying cars full of carrying boatloads of Toyotas that they load onto a train. Just down the way in the building, I can look out over Lindbergh Field and watch the jets take off and land. What do they all have in common? You know what I've learned? We're pretty reliant on fossil fuels. Like it or not, I don't know when we'll see Delta Airlines taking off and landing using solar and wind. I don't know when we'll see harbor cruise boats cruising the harbor on solar and wind. I don't know what kind of defense our country would have if we were not energy dependent, which we are not, although we've made major progress in that area. It comes as no surprise to me. You know, we did an expose on Al Gore a couple of years ago. We got some mainstream press media coverage on the story that Al Gore is also a money manager. He manages money, helps manage money for a lot of pension funds across the world. We looked at Al Gore's portfolio of stocks. He's the guy that won the Nobel Prize for his global warming theory. Whether it's wrong or right, I'm not here to argue that. Al Gore does not own any green energy stocks in his portfolio. He's been making all his money in biotech and technology stocks. He owns no green energy, just a sliver, just to make it look good, just a sliver. And today, General Electric announced that they are divesting themselves of all of their solar holdings. They're dumping them. They're dumping them on First Solar. Now, I believe that solar has its place in the world. It's been allowed. Now, this year, solar stocks are having a good year. But the last decade has been a miserable year for the solar and wind energy stocks. I'm the guy that was on with Megyn Kelly on Fox and Friends talking about Solyndra before anybody was talking about Solyndra. The $500 million down the drain in a plant 18 miles from Cupertino at one of the most successful companies of all time at Apple. And Solyndra was now an empty shell that had received $500 million from you, the taxpayer, in guaranteed loans. And the place was up and running for a few months, and they shut their doors, and away they went. And whatever became of that, I don't know. But again, as I look out over the harbor, I see these gigantic fuel tanks over at North Island Naval Air Station. Unfortunately, they're not full of wind and they're not full of solar. Neither are Al Gore's portfolios. We've exposed Al Gore. He doesn't own any green energy stocks, just a sliver. Yet he wants us all to be more green conscious while he's making a fortune off of technology and biotechnology stocks. And while General Electric, whose CEO is pretty green conscious himself, Immelt, they're divesting themselves of all their green energy investments, dumping it on to First Solar in Phoenix, which I've also written many articles about. First Solar just about went belly up. Now, they've had a revival here recently, but boy, I'll tell you what, it has not been a good place for investors to make money. Now, you can say, well, this year's been real good for the solar stocks, Gunderson. Yeah, but you know what? Take a look at the last 3 years. Take a look at the last 5 years. Take a look at the last 10 years. Fortunately, wind and solar just have not been good investments to make. You got to figure if the godfather of solar, not the godfather of soul, the godfather of solar, Al Gore, isn't investing in it, why should we invest in solar? And if a big conglomerate like General Electric has learned that it's not good for their business and they're divesting themselves of it all, I don't know. You might want to take a look at your green investing philosophy and how it's performed. Tesla? Yeah, you know, it's electric car. A lot of hype there. It's a cult stock. It's hitting new highs. I have a listener up in the Bay Area that runs the Tesla plant. I'm going to go up there one of these days. I would love to get a tour of it and see how the plant operates and everything. But I'm in the business of making money for my clients. And you will notice that as you look at my portfolios, you're not going to see any green energy stocks in there. Why should I own green energy when Al Gore, the godfather of solar, owns no green energy in his portfolios? There, I've said it, and it's a controversial subject, but you know where I stand on the subject as far as his investments go, and I do also believe that it is in our own national interest. There's a lot of people out there in the world who don't like us very well. We're the home of the Navy SEALs, one of the big Navy SEAL training centers here in San Diego. We're the home of the 7th Fleet. Those ships don't operate on solar. 855-611-BEST. It's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.